Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app. And now it's time for a Deep South legend that's been keeping it real here in Atlanta for over two decades. It's the Buck Ballou Show, only on The Fan.
From 680 The Fan Studios in the Battery Atlantis, the Buck Ballou Show here on The Fan. 680 and 93.7 FM, 680 AM, streaming at 680thefan.com. Click and watch the show. And that Fan mobile app really comes in handy. Should have gotten that by now. Driven by Beaver Toyota of Cumming. Listen anywhere, anytime, crystal clear on the 680 The Fan mobile app. And let them wow you up and coming at Beaver Toyota. Gang's all here. A big day in sports. One of the biggest days of the year. So we get the first round of the NFL draft coming up tonight. DT's ready. He's got his hat on backwards. Road Dog with his Georgia gear on. Ready to celebrate those dogs going in the first round tonight. There's a chance the Bulldogs have three first-round draft picks. And Road Dogg was monitoring the talk on the locker room show about how many first-round picks Georgia Tech would have in this draft tonight. Road Dogg, what was the number you came up with?
I was going with three because I'm putting Ladd on the back end of the first round.
No, with Tech.
Oh, zero.
Yeah. All right.
How about Tech?
Home team. Bless his soul. I mean, we are the home of the Jackets. And home team does a great job promoting the Jacket program. But even Joe Hamilton admitting off the air, don't look for Tech to have any first-round draft picks tonight. All right, a lot to get to. Short time to get there. DT, let's get to work.
Bucks big take.
The time is up on the Falcons collaboration process between the personnel department, Terry Fontenot, Kyle Smith, and Ryan Pace, and the coaches, Raheem Morris, Jimmy Lake, and Zach Robinson. They have been collaborating, and the NFL draft kicks off tonight at 8 o'clock, which means the Falcons selection will be revealed somewhere around 9:20. Now, top 10 picks should be difference makers, elite players who should be performing over a number of years at a Pro Bowl level. So who will the Falcons select? Well, let me tell you who they won't select, and that'll be Georgia's Brock Bowers. And this is 58 years of research going into that. Falcons have never taken a Georgia player number one in the draft. And with Kyle Pitts already at tight end, that would make sense again this year. Most likely, the pick will be Dallas Turner. You know what? There are things about Dallas Turner I love. Things I don't really like that much. And that has me wondering if Dallas Turner will be elite at the NFL level. You know, I wonder about that. Is he elite? I like him. Can't say I love him. If you've been listening to the show, you realize that I would love to see the Falcons take the top cornerback in the draft to play opposite of A.J. Terrell. And I believe that guy to be Quinyon Mitchell. He appears to be a great fit schematically. He is rated a top 10 player in the draft, playing a premier position in the NFL, cornerback. But we'll see at 9:20. I am sure of one thing when it comes to the Falcons in the draft tonight. Falcons need to get this pick right. The collaboration better deliver big time in this draft, and that starts tonight. And the NFL coverage here on 680 The Fan, that is brought to you by Harrah's Cherokee Casinos and Resorts. And there's your big take. Yeah, look, top 10 player in the draft. I mean, the expectations that I have would be the player has elite skills, an elite skill set. He's playing a premier position in the National Football League. Quarterback, offensive tackle, cornerback, receiver, one of those positions. And the expectations would be that this player will give you Pro Bowl production over a number of years. Basically, top 10 pick, you should get a difference maker. A guy that you plug and play and get immediate impact. Now, there is some talk about maybe the Falcons trading out of the 8th pick, trading back, not too far, but trading back 11, 12, 13 to one of these teams that are desperate to move up and take one of these quarterbacks before they're all gone. And if the Falcons were able to do that, they could still get Dallas Turner, most likely, or Quinyon Mitchell, for that matter, and also add a quality pick, quality draft capital. So keep an eye on that. In fact, I believe Fontenot, who had that pre-draft press conference this week, talked about the Falcons and this idea that they could trade back.
When you can have possibly that many quarterbacks going at the top, then it's going to push down some really good skill players. There could be a lot of action at some different spots around our pick. So right now those calls are just exploratory. So we have the conversations, but you really don't get into what the value would be. It's just a lot of preliminary calls. They won't happen until it's really on the clock.
Yeah, so last minute they'll get a phone call. Hey, man, we're going to move up. We want to get our guy at quarterback. And you said you might be willing to move back a couple of spots. Broncos, Raiders, Vikings, one of those teams desperate for a quarterback. Falcons could make the move to do that. You have not seen the Falcons move back and accumulate more draft capital very often. I'm just saying. So I'm not expecting to see that happen tonight, but it could happen. It could happen. And the fact that Dallas Turner is rated out as a player, overall player in the draft, somewhere in the mid-teens, now this would make more sense to me if you're going to take Turner. No reason to reach in the top 10 when you could move back, acquire some additional draft capital, and still get the guy that you've got your eye on. So maybe that's the way the Falcons end up going. Can't wait to see it. Should go down around 9:20 tonight. So when the Falcons pick is on the board. You're going to hear that little tune where the pick is in. You're going to hear that over and over. You're going to hear that 32 times tonight. All right, let's see what's popping out there.
Let's find out what's popping.
I've got my podcast, Bucks Beat, episode 98, dropped yesterday. This is a video podcast. You can check out the 680 The Fan YouTube channel and check that out. And it is a 24 NFL draft preview, quarterback-driven first round. We're talking about the quarterbacks, where they will go, where their best fit is, the organizations that are desperate for a quarterback, what they're trying to do, who they're trying to get. All that on Bucks Beat. You can find that wherever it is you get your podcasts. But if you want the video version, check out the 680 The Fan YouTube channel. All right, the Braves, man. I was so proud of my Braves last night. Yes, sir. I saw some some killer instinct. Now, I was criticizing them on Monday for allowing the sweep to get away over the weekend. And I wondered about the killer instinct with this team. Well, last night I got to see it. Got to see the killer instinct out of my Atlanta Braves as they swept the Marlins out of town. Now, the Braves let a 3-1 lead slip in the ninth inning. Couple of hits, Olson error. Next thing you know, it's a tie ball game. And the Braves were able to fight that off, get out of the inning, throwing runners out at home plate, Minter stepping up big with men on, getting them out of the inning, Iglesias overcoming the adversity, getting them out of the inning, Money Mike Harris delivering the game-winning double in the 10th inning. Good defense, clutch hitting, excellent pitching out of the bullpen. And I got to see the killer instinct, baby. Good job, Braves. Really good job. In fact, take the day off today. Because you've got that killer instinct. Yes, sirree, buddy. And how about Ronaldo Lopez? My goodness, he's been good. 7 innings, 3 hits, 1 earned run, struck out 6, walked 2. He's allowed 2 earned runs in 25 innings.
Awesome.
4 starts, his ERA is .72. He has been phenomenal. And they've been doing it with this extra day's rest for a guy that, for the most part, with the Chicago White Sox, was pitching out of the bullpen. So he's made the transition. Braves have been smart, giving him extra days rest between starts, and it has worked out really, really well so far. So let's hear from Snit talking after the game about that outstanding defense. The two runners they threw out at home plate. Great job defense. Here's Snit.
That was really good. I mean, tough ones, too. But they've been, guys have been playing defense all year. They've been working really hard on it. They started in spring training. I give a lot of credit to Walt and Dewey for the consistent work that they do with those guys.
Snit really laid back after the win last night.
Ho-hum, sweeping the fish, whatever. Yeah,
I mean, we all expected it, right? Let's hear from Money Mike Harris. Talking about that big hit he got in the 10th inning.
I faced him in the past a few times, and I know he likes his fastball. I like his fastball, too. So there's times where I've kind of got him first pitch and just worked hard counts against him. So I knew I felt pretty good against him, and if I got my pitch to hit, I had to hit it.
Oh, yeah, and he hit it. Money Mike's been tearing it up, man, hitting .330. I think he likes hitting at the top of the lineup. I'm just saying.
Seemed fine hitting at the bottom of the lineup. I think he can hit just about any. He can hit in the middle of your lineup, Buck.
Yeah, and I just hope he doesn't get caught up in all the home runs. And I hear a lot of people talking about, look how many home runs. I don't want him to be focused on home runs.
He's hitting good line drives. We saw it last night in that 10th inning.
Put the ball in play and use those legs, man. Yeah, don't be worried about the home runs. Don't be listening to those knuckleheads. So there's a chance Ozzy Albies could be back tomorrow night. And that is good news. He's got that toe where he got hit on the toe. And apparently that's gone. The rehab on that's gone really well. We're going to throw Chris Sale at the team formerly known as the Indians. Now the Guardians in the first of three coming up tomorrow night. See you at the ballpark soon. And that's what's popping as we get this show started. All right, we got David Pollack lined up to join us next. Now, Pollack was traveling in from Honduras.
What?
Last night. And I'm still wondering if Pollack made his way back. Best case scenario, Pollack joins us next. Worst case scenario, we're back into the NFL draft.
Well, I've texted Pollack just to confirm, and I haven't gotten a response, so I'm a little nervous as we go into this break what we're going to have on the other side.
Well, I did the exact same thing, you know. I texted him earlier, have not heard back, so if no Pollack, we go right back into the NFL draft, and we'll take your calls. 404-231-1680, the number. Get them lined up. Let's talk a little Falcons draft. First round pick should go down around 9:20 tonight. We're here to talk about it. You got the Buck Belue Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a Mad Men's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business. And it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Well, better than that.
You started it, Buck. I'm just playing along. No, David's going to be with us, I'm sure.
Yeah, he's ready. He's lined up, ready to go. We got the Buck Belue Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7. And all season when the Braves hit a home run, you're going to score an instant round-tripper discount on a set of Goodyear or Cooper tires the next day only at Tire Discounters. Plus, you'll get a free alignment and free oil change. Man, that's awesome. Learn more at TireDiscounters.com/Braves. NFL draft coming up tonight. Falcons with pick number 8. What will they do? Let's go to the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. Bring on College Football Hall of Famer, 3-time All-American, SEC Player of the Year twice, Lombardi Award winner, inspirational speaker, high school football coach. This guy does it all. David Pollack joins us on the show again. David, how are you, man?
Buck, what is up, my man? How you doing, brother?
Hey, we're doing well, man. How was Honduras?
It was fantastic. It was one of the cooler I've ever had in my life. It was definitely really, really fun. Got to see our
I think we might have a tough connection with David. Let's see if we can work on that.
I'm not sure what was going on there. I was waiting on your insight into that. I didn't know if I was on our side or...
He's not still in Honduras, right?
He could still be in Honduras. Maybe that's the problem. I wouldn't imagine their connection's really good down there.
We're working on that. We'll get at Road Dogg working it for... Sounds like David's coming back with us.
I was looking at my headset. Thinking, okay, am I
something's not connected
here?
Something's not connected. Now let's get David back up here.
Yeah, let's. David Pollack joins us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. And David, how's Honduras, man? How was the trip?
It was awesome, Buck. I apologize. Your intro was fantastic and completely ruined it with the phone connection there. The car was picking up and it wouldn't stop. So it was awesome, Buck. It was cool to see a different country, to see how people live, to see how blessed we are to live here. And got to take my babies with me, got to go see the Compassion Kids that we've supported for 6 years and wrote letters to. And so it kind of really came to life, but it was super, super cool.
Hey, we got the Pollack Family Foundation Golf Tournament charity event coming in. Looking forward to being there with you. And tell us about the great things going on with that.
Yes, sir. Buck, appreciate you playing again. Somebody told me in one of the foursomes, they're like, listen, we've played in your tournament for like 6 years and we want to win. So will you please give us a good golfer? So, Buck, I'm going to give them you.
Oh, Lord. I got the pressure on me again.
Yeah, so I need you to come through and play really, really well for them. But, man, I just got finished shooting a video for we're giving away a car for our foundation.
Oh, wow.
Anybody who's fallen on hard times that needs a vehicle. And so what we're doing is we partner with Lake Hartwell Ford. If you go to lakehartwellford.com or the PollackFamilyFoundation.com, and if you write in, we're literally going to send you, or we're going to set up a place where you can put in an email you put your email in, you tell us about your hard times, or you nominate somebody else that has fallen on hard times. And in May, we're going to decide who the winner is with all the submissions, and we're going to give away a car. So, you know, we're just trying to do as much as we can to help people that have been in need and partner with different companies to kind of facilitate that, because I know all of us just find ourselves in hard times sometimes, and we just want to try to help people get out.
And is the tournament sold out?
The tournament is sold out, yes, sir.
All right. Looking forward to being there. All right, so we got the NFL draft tonight. Falcons go at 8, and it looks like they've got their eye on Dallas Turner, edge rusher out of Alabama. What's your expertise on Dallas Turner? Do you like him?
Oh, Dallas Turner's a stud. I mean, he is. If you watched Alabama play, you always saw him. You always saw 15, and he's bigger. He's actually bigger than Will Anderson. You know, you saw him as a freshman play immediately, and you saw just a pass rusher, and then you start to see him develop. But that dude, you know, he's 6'4", he's 250. He's super twitchy. I mean, he is super fast off the edge. A guy that you're going to say that's going to get after the quarterback. He's going to be a double-digit sack guy, which is something the Falcons need. For God's sakes, Buck, if you tell me we're going offense again, we can't do it, please. I mean, listen, Bijan's an absolute baller. He's a stud, but, like, this definitely need to build some defense. And I think Dallas Turner's a guy that will immediately impact you, rushing to the quarterback with his tenacity, with his stupid, quick first step.
Yeah, and he's a guy I saw playing off the ball a little bit, too, so versatile in his skill set. But look, his thing is that speed edge rush coming off the perimeter, coming off the edge, running outside, getting to that quarterback. Should I be concerned that really, it looks like it's his only pass rush move coming into the NFL?
Well, not concerned, because he's a guy that plays really, really hard, which you love to see. You can tell he loves to compete. He loves the game. Here's what I can't do. I can't teach you a first step, Buck. I can teach you how to use your hands. I can teach you how to use awesome technique. I can't teach you to be a freak, and he's a freak. He's got unbelievable explosiveness, top-tier explosiveness, one of the best in the country. And so I think he's a guy that you develop your craft. I mean, just like when I got to the NFL, man, you think you're really good at what you do, and then you realize, okay, I gotta evolve. I gotta get better. I gotta have more than one move. You need one great move and one great counter move. So if you develop an inside move with a spin or something like that, something that you can develop, you know, as an inside counter, I think he's the kind of guy with football character that you'd be okay with, and you'd say, listen, he's gonna work and he's gonna grow and he's gonna develop and continue to get better.
What's it like getting drafted in the first round, stepping into that locker room? With the expectations, you realize the expectations are really, really high on you stepping in and delivering immediately. What's that like for a player?
I mean, it's different for everybody. But I think that you realize that the team, you know, has put a big investment in you. And I think you want to give back on your investment, you know, like they just made your dreams come true. So you definitely, want to give a return investment to them, and you want to make sure that you're doing everything you can to put yourself in a position to be great. But there's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of talk. You know, people are going to talk in the locker room. They're going to make fun of you. You're going to buy everybody breakfast, you know, for a month, because you're the first round pick. You're going to get talked to different. You're going to spend plenty of money on rookie dinner. Like, you're going to take your whole position group to dinner. And by the way, we went to Morton Steakhouse. I've never been so sick in my life, because I saw the bill adding up, Buck. I didn't eat, because I knew exactly if I added anything to this tab, it was going to make me sick. So, you know, there's a lot of weight. There's a lot of media expectations. But there's also, you know, when a guy comes in as a first round pick, like, you need to deliver right away. And so there's definitely pressure that comes with that.
Hey, did you get a chance to see G-Day? I was there and really trying to see some guys, get a look, put my eyes on some guys that I needed to see more of, like this Georgia defensive line coming into the season. Look, they got a couple of seniors that are going to start in the interior of that defensive line, and I was looking at the depth. Christian Miller is one of the young guys. Yesterday, yeah, he was talking about transferring. Today, it sounds like they've got him back into the fold.
Welcome to college football, huh?
I'm telling you, the NIL deal must have pushed that up a little bit. I want to hear about Mykael Williams going from defensive end over to that outside linebacker spot, and what you think about him. just waiting on him to explode and have a big season?
Well, last year he was banged up too, so he couldn't do, you know, spring ball, and you know, he had his issues getting healthy. But he's, you know, if you watch all the guys and you watch the defensive line group, like Michael clearly stood out as a different build. You know, he's taller, he's leaner, he's still big and strong, but he's a guy that you need more from the pass rush spot. Like, I think he's one of those guys that I remember the Peach Bowl with versus Ohio State as a freshman. I remember he beats Paris Johnson on the outside, who was drafted really high in the NFL, and you're like, gosh dang, and that boy's a freshman. So I think that he's got some ability to do some more things. All those guys, Christian Miller, you saw last year, you know, big 52 in the middle. He did a good job, and you could tell he's got some different to him. And when I say that, he's got a little bit of twitch to him. You know, he's a guy that gets off the football a little bit different. Some of those guys are big, strong, you know, suckers that they're people movers. You know, they're gap eaters. And but I think Christian Miller is different. He's a guy that can be twitchy, can penetrate, can make things happen. Remember Jalen Carter, good Lord. I mean, he was quick, he was explosive, he made things happen. So I watched the Georgia scrimmage a couple weeks before G-Day, and a couple things stood out. I think they're going to have to find some pass rushers. That's going to have to be a big deal. And Michael, maybe that's a reason why. The new faces at wide receiver are going to be really good. Colby Young, that dude from Miami, did you see him, Buck?
Oh, yeah. Ex-receiver, man, went up and made a 50-50 catch. I mean, he looks like he's going to step right in.
Dude, the thing I noticed about him was I'm watching Lawson Lucky run off the field at tight end, and I'm watching Colby Young next to him, and I'm like, who's the tight end? I mean, he is a big, big boy. You know, he's a big target. I think you'll be able to do a lot of fun things with him. Carson Beck looks bigger and stronger and better through the deep ball really, really well in the scrimmage that I saw. Arian Smith looked like he was polishing himself into an even more polished receiver, which obviously I think he can take strides and become better. So I think when I think about this Georgia team, you know, just moving forward right now, like I think the offense is going to be really, really elite and really, really great. And then the defense is going to have to continue to find its way, find some pass rushers, the secondary, you know, shore itself up, and we'll see. I think the defense will decide how great this team can be.
David Pollack, the man, the myth, the legend, and we always appreciate your time and insight. Look forward to seeing you at the Pollack Family Foundation Golf Tournament coming up.
Appreciate you, my man, Buck. Thank you for supporting us every year, big dog.
Yeah, good to hear you made it back from Honduras, man.
Yes, sir. We good.
David Pollack joining us here on The Fan. That is pretty awesome. And he had me worried there for a minute. And that connection had me a little concerned, too, there. Initially, though, as I said, I thought it was my headset that had the short in it. But Pollack doing some great things, man. I mean, he left that ESPN game day situation, and he hit the ground running, and he hadn't stopped running yet. He's out on the speaking tour now, too, faith, family, and sports ministry, and doing some great things. Going around speaking around the Deep South, and looking forward to playing in that golf tournament.
Hey, Buck, we got a little bit of breaking news.
What we got going on?
If you want to go with that, Jaden Rashada has committed to the University of Georgia.
Oh, wow, you're kidding. So the Bulldogs have their fourth scholarship quarterback, Rashada, coming in from Arizona State, a guy that looks like Jaden Daniels. He's about 6'3", 6'4". Rail thin, doesn't run like Jaden Daniels, but can stand back there and wing it. He can spin it. I'm a little caught off guard with that. I did not think that Georgia would pull this one off.
Why was that? Just because of the ability to maybe start other places this year, or the NIL money, or why'd you feel that way?
Well, both of those things. I didn't know if we were going to write that big check. You know, the Gators had promised him their collective. They were going to pay him like $13, $14 million to come down there and play football. And then they said, well, we can't come up with that kind of money. And so he ended up going to Arizona State. So I didn't think we'd write that big a check. And then I thought he'd be scared off by the fact that there's no doubt that Carson Beck is the quarterback in the 2024 season.
Yeah, I agree. I thought that was going to scare him away, too. And not only that for this year is that, in my opinion, he's going to have to compete with Gunner next year for that starting job. It's not a shoe-in for him just to be the starter next year after Carson leaves, in my
opinion. Yeah, Gunner with a huge head start as far as being comfortable knowing the system inside and out. And now you've got Rashada joining the Bulldogs, and he's got to learn an entirely new system. And let me tell you, the expectations are really high in the quarterback room with Mike Bobo running the show. Great teacher. Expectations are you're going to master this offense, especially with Kirby Smart. So this has gotten interesting as far as the quarterback room at Georgia goes. Rashada coming to Athens. And I know what happened. They showed him around the campus. Earlier this week, Rashada was in, visited Athens, and they showed him the complex. He saw the great facilities, sat down with Mike Bobo, and they reviewed the scheme, and Bobo probably showed him some video of some of the things they were working on offensively and probably talked to him about how he's going to fit in and, you know, it's going to fit his skill set and all that kind of good stuff. But let me tell you what sold him. Is when they said, okay, we're going to drive you around the campus and just sort of show you around. And there was a change of classes, right? And so the mass of the student body came outside the buildings, started crossing the streets at the red lights. And he said, holy cow, look at the ladies on this campus. And he said, okay, I'm ready to sign. I am ready to sign.
It's one of the best recruiting tools they have out there.
There's no doubt about it. Speaking of Georgia, let's go ahead and hit the Bulldog beat.
The Fan's got a Georgia Bulldogs national champion on the beat.
25-20, mark sideline, 15-10-5. Get in there! Touchdown!
This is the Bulldog beat with Buck Ballou. Presented by Georgia's own credit union and attorney Ken Nugent.
NFL draft today. Wanted to run through the Bulldogs. They've got a shot of being drafted in the first round and tomorrow and through the weekend. So Brock Bowers rated as the seventh highest rated player in this draft. Brock Bowers. And I've been talking a little bit about Brock. Saw a mock today where the Jets take him at 10. That is the highest of all the mock drafts I've seen. That has Brock Bowers going the highest in the draft at pick number 10 with the New York Jets. And to Aaron Rodgers would be targeting Brock Bowers a lot. That might be a pretty good fit for him. I was thinking maybe the Chargers trade out of that fifth spot, trade back, and they're able to grab Brock Bowers. Play with Justin Herbert out on the West Coast. They need weapons with Keenan Allen and Mike Williams exiting. Pair him with Quentin Johnston out there. That would be a good fit. Raiders at 13. They can't get their quarterback. Bengals at 18. Play with Joe Burrow. With a contender, Jamar Chase would be the other weapon he'd be working with there. And then I see a lot of Brock Bowers to the Colts at 15. And I don't want him to go to Indianapolis and play for the Colts. I mean, they got a quarterback, Anthony Richardson, who is unproven. Totally unproven. You got a crazy owner, and it doesn't look like they're going to be winning very much. So wishing Brock Bowers the best here. I'm expecting to see his name get called somewhere in the middle of the draft coming up tonight. And the great thing about Bowers, he can line up in the slot. You can flex him out from the tight end spot, put him in a bunch formation, split him out wide, put him at the inline tight end spot. Such versatility. He's a willing blocker, guy with outstanding hands. He can make you miss. He can run by you. He can get yards after contact. He's an awesome teammate. I mean, what's not to like about Brock Bowers? Nothing. Amarius Mims, the offensive tackle, expected to go in the first round. There's going to be a run on offensive linemen and offensive tackles in the teens. I'm expecting that to happen. And the criticism I've seen on Amarius Mims is he's only had 8 starts. 8. That doesn't concern me because he's played a lot of football. He's played in 22 games during his tenure at Georgia. He's gotten a lot of playing time. 7'1 wingspan, 6'7, 340 pounds. He's got good feet. That means he can move and pass protection. He's got strong hands, a dominant run blocker, athletic. You see him getting out in front of these screen passes to running backs and getting downfield and throwing blocks. The upside is that he will continue to develop. And look for Marius Mims to be going somewhere in the first round here tonight. Ladd McConkey, the potential third round or third first round pick for the Georgia Bulldogs tonight. Ladd McConkey expected to go somewhere maybe toward the end of the first round, top of the second round. 6'1", 185 slot receiver. The Bills at 28 could use him. Chiefs at 32 could use him. The Patriots have been known to really value a quality slot receiver. They could get him at the top of the second round. You know, Ladd, he's quick, he's explosive, he's got great hands, he's tough, he's smart, he's a good teammate. The thing he does that's most impressive is to get separation in his route running. So look for those three guys. Maybe all three go in the draft first round tonight. Then you got Kamari Lassiter. Looking at a second or third round pick, scheme versatile. He can play zone. He can play man. He's got good instincts. Javon Bullard is another one to keep an eye on. Probably somewhere in the second or third round for the Georgia defensive back. Tykee Smith, good run fit safety. Tackles in the box. Somewhere in the fourth, probably fifth round, you can expect to see Tykee Smith go over the weekend. Cedric Van Pran. Center, high football IQ, experience, team captain. He's going to fit really well in the man gap-heavy scheme that you see a lot of teams running, somewhere third, maybe fourth round for Cedric Van Pran. Jack Saint, the ex-receiver, fifth, sixth, maybe even seventh round for Rosemee Jack Saint. Then the two running backs, Kendall Milton, probably late, sixth round. We're talking about a big back, short yardage, red zone, goal line, north-south runner. Really good in pass pro. That could fit in the NFL for a team looking for a big back. Dejan Edwards, probably going to be an undrafted free agent. But a lot to keep track of in the NFL draft with these Georgia players again this year. Coming back on the other side, we'll talk about the Falcons draft. Stay tuned. You got the Buck Belue Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a Mad Men's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business. And it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Show on The Fan, 680 and 93.7. Hope your Thursday's going well. NFL draft tonight. And have you signed up for that inaugural Braves Golf Classic golf tournament coming to the Atlanta Athletic Club? The championship course on May the 6th. Better get signed up. You're going to see all your Braves legends out there teeing it up. It's going to be a lot of fun benefiting the Atlanta Braves Foundation. Get your foursome. You can go to braves.com/golfclassic today to get signed up and be a part of that. Atlanta Athletic Club, championship course, sign me up.
The Dirty Birds are in our blood. And guys like Buck know what's happening in the huddle. Let's dive into Falcons football on The Fan.
Yeah, NFL draft underway at 8 tonight. First pick will be made at 8:10. 10 minutes between picks. We'll see. Falcons go at 8, so they should be making their pick around 9:20 tonight. And a lot to keep track of. Will there be 6 quarterbacks taken in the top 13? That'd be incredible. 3 receivers taken in the top 10? Look out. J.J. McCarthy is the wild card, if you ask me, coming into this first round of the draft tonight. I don't have him really as a first-round pick, but you got some quarterback-desperate teams out there. And when those quarterbacks start coming off the board, these organizations can get desperate. So, I don't know. We'll see about J.J. McCarthy tonight. Wanted to talk about the Falcons' competition in the NFC South and what they're doing. The Charlotte Panthers, as I call them, they don't have a first-round pick. Remember, they unloaded that last year so they could grab that first pick and take Bryce Young. Do you think they're regretting that decision? Things not going real well for the former Alabama quarterback last year, rookie year in the league.
Roll damn tide.
Got the New Orleans Saints, and they are desperate. Pick number 14, the Saints, they are desperate for an offensive tackle. In fact, they need 2 offensive tackles. They need a left tackle. They need a right tackle. So look for them to be dropping their pick on Fashanu or Fiaga, Latham, maybe Mims. Really hate to see those Bulldogs play for the Saints. I'd hate to be pulling against them. Saints desperate for offensive tackles in the draft. How about the Buccaneers? Picking number 26. Man, if you're a Bucs fan, you're going to be staying up late. See your first-round pick. That's going to come around 11:30. Baker Mayfield wondering what they're going to do. And I bet Baker is hoping they go interior offensive line. They've had a real problem at center. They got to get corrected. I noticed the Oregon center, Jackson Powers Johnson, is rated as the top center, a guy that should go late in the first round. That might be a good fit for the Buccaneers. They also could use an edge rusher, a cornerback. So that's what the Falcons competition, the Charlotte Panthers, they're just going to take the night off tonight. They'll step up in round number 2.
That's the cost of moving up, making a play, and you hope it works out better than it did last year.
Yeah, well, the Buccaneers, I wonder if that's going to be a spot for Kamari Lassiter, Georgia cornerback. Bucks going 26. They need a corner. Might be a spot for Lassiter, maybe Kool-Aid McKinstry out of Alabama. But, Falcons going at 8, somewhere around 8:20. Coming up tonight.
Buck, how will you feel if they draft Dallas Turner? Because you seem not to be sold on this young man.
Well, they're all young men. They're all young men.
I got to tell you, Davey.
Look, I like Dallas Turner. I just don't love Dallas Turner. Look, I just don't think right now he's a complete football player. All right, he's not going to stand up and set the edge against the run. He's going to get dominated against the run when he's in the ball game by these 340-pound offensive tackles. So that concerns me. Is he a situational player to get his career started? Again, I mentioned this to Pollock. He's just a speed rusher. I mean, that's his signature move, is coming off the edge and getting that speed rush going. But in the NFL, you got to have more than just one pass rush move. So that concerns me. I mean, he can get to the quarterback coming off the edge. He pursues really well. Speed, athleticism. I like those things about him. I just want, as a top 10 pick, I want a complete plug and play at a high level football player. And I just don't think he's ready to do that.
I appreciate what you're saying because he does seem like a more of a speed rusher. But I got to say, Davey Pollock really opened my eyes when he mentioned he's bigger than Will Anderson. I had to look that up. Yeah, he's listed
he
about
put
five,
on 10 pounds since listed the five, combine. 10,
that's I would have lost that bet is all I'm saying. So that shows he maybe he's a little beefier than we're giving him credit for. But can't
and
wait for
plus,
tonight. Can't wait.
You know, he's rated out among the players as somewhere in the teens, mid-teens. Of all the players in the draft, he's somewhere around 15. Whereas you look at Quinyon Mitchell, who I have as the top-rated cornerback, he's like rated out at 8, 9, 10. It's been a revolving door opposite A.J. Terrell. We're talking about a premier position in the National Football League, cornerback, you got to be able to cover. He laid down that 4-3 at the combine. Fits the Falcons scheme, what they want to do defensively, play off zone, off man, read and react. Apparently that's what Jimmy Lake's going to have them doing out there on the perimeter, cover three quarters, cover six. So I just think he's more prepared to step in and be an elite player at a premier position.
Time for the final word. Brought to you by Howard Brothers, keeping Georgia green since 1955.
All right, end of the story. Yesterday, I mentioned Braden Ballou, my oldest son. His high school athletic career came to an end yesterday in the region track and field meet. He's running the 4x200. And, boy, he ran the third leg, and he handed that baton to our anchor. And the top three teams advanced to the sectional. And Braden, when he handed that baton to our anchor, we were in third place. And I'm thinking, okay, here we go. Hey, one more week. Get to cheer. Our anchor got toasted.
Come on, Buck.
It all came to an end yesterday. And it went by way too fast. All right, that's going to do it for the Buck Ballou Show today. Looking forward to talking about the Falcons draft with you tomorrow on the show. The first round pick, who will it be? We'll break it down. Stay tuned. We got Cellini and Domino coming up next here on The Fan.
Well, thank you, Buck.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download The Fan app.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Is there chaos in your closet?
Look, Blouse, you've got some nerve hanging there like that.
I can't help it. I'm jammed in here next to this suit.
Hey, I'm a three-piece, all right, which means I need a little more room.
You've got a lot of attitude for a linen suit.
I'm a polyester blend, sweetheart, and there needs to be room for men's clothes, too.
Hi, I'm Christina, and at Artisan Custom Closets, we help families organize and simplify their closets with customized storage solutions. See what's possible for your home at artisancustomclosets.com, and then call us for a free in-home consultation.